It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this time we go to a sort of a historical film that some of us remember rather vividly. It's The Trial of the Chicago Seven.
Yeah, so written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, a very prominent writer that people know about.
The West Wing.
Yeah, he has a certain style. He knows how to write dialogue as good as anybody. It really crackles when you watch his movies, and now he's become kind of a director as well, directing his own material. And this is on Netflix right now. It was supposed to be in theaters in 2020, but of course, because of COVID, the production company decided to put it on Netflix. It is getting some Oscar buzz. I did like this movie a lot. Didn't love it completely. It takes some liberties with the facts and the timeline of things during the trial of the Chicago Seven. Now, this, of course, is about the protests at the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, Doug, where people like Abby Hoffman and Tom Hayden and Jerry Rubin and some other fairly famous protesters, David Dellinger, were protesting the Vietnam War as Hubert Humphrey was being nominated for president to succeed Lyndon Johnson. Of course, he lost to Richard Nixon ultimately. And in the aftermath, as the Nixon administration takes over, the Department of Justice takes a very different attitude toward these protesters and decides to prosecute them as John Mitchell becomes attorney general, replacing Ramsey Clark, who had been LBJ's attorney general. So that's how the film really starts out, with Mitchell telling these lawyers, I want these guys prosecuted. And they hold a huge trial with seven or eight defendants. Bobby Seale is in on the trial as well from the Black Panthers, even though he had almost nothing to do with the protests at the 68 convention. That's an interesting sidelight to this whole thing, is Seale basically claiming, I had nothing to do with this. I don't know why I'm here. And the judge in the film is played by Frank Langella. And let's just say the judge makes some very strange rulings in this trial that clearly bias the defense. Really good performances. Mark Rylance plays William Kunstler, the lawyer for the defendants. I think Sacha Baron Cohen probably is the guy who's going to get an Oscar nomination out of this as Abby Hoffman. Eddie Redmayne, very good as Tom Hayden, who eventually became husband to Jane Fonda. And so Jeremy Strong is very good as Jerry Rubin. A lot of good supporting performances. Michael Keaton has an excellent cameo as Ramsey Clark, LBJ's attorney general. So the film moves very rapidly. It basically covers the trial, which lasts over 100 days. Bobby Seale is shackled at times in the courtroom by the judge because of his outbursts. And it's a fast-moving film. It's a long film. It's about 2.5 hours long, but I was never bored with it. I don't think it's Sorkin's best, if you put it up against some of his best writing. As I said, the timeline is adjusted for dramatic effect. There are some things that are out of sequence that happen. The culmination of the trial, a big moment, is kind of not handled in the factual way. But again, these are dramatic reenactments of a trial. And so, as you know, dramatic license is often there with historical biographies. And the kind of the Black Panther aspect of the trial, is the timeline there is out of whack as well. So a couple little discrepancies there that Sorkin's been criticized for. But overall, I think people will enjoy this movie. It's a really star-studded cast. I expect a couple Oscar nominations, probably more than a couple, actually, if you get into screenplay and some other things. But I think Sacha Baron Cohen is the guy they're kind of pushing for a supporting actor nomination.
Well, it's a vivid memory for me. I was on a college campus when that happened, and I do remember the riot, the TV coverage. It was something somewhat reminiscent to what happened in our nation's capital on Wednesday of last week. But that said, this involved a lot of Chicago police, a very belligerent mayor, Richard Daley, who was very upset about the Democratic Convention in his Democratic city being disrupted by these young hoodlums, as he thought they were. It simply riveted the nation when it happened. And then the subsequent trial, again, was got headlines for a long time because the trial was so intrinsically interesting because of the behaviors of people like Abby Hoffman, for that matter, but also the judge, Julius Hoffman. He was highly controversial.
Very controversial. Yeah. And I don't want to give the ending away to people. If they're not familiar with the case of how it ends up, it's quite interesting how it ends up. You'll have to watch the film. One thing I liked about the movie, Doug, is they really get into intricate details of how they're defending the defendants, kind of the legalese of everything. They want to put the Vietnam War on trial, essentially, the defendants do. And so when something is well done on screen or on stage, Doug, even intimate, intricate details can be interesting. So Sorkin never dumbs down this story for the audience. It's very detailed as to the defense, how they're going to defend themselves. Abbie Hoffman and Tom Hayden kind of buck horns, butt heads in this film as well. Kind of, they have different kind of views of how they're supposed to kind of come off to the jury, where Hayden cuts his hair, looks almost like a clean-cut college student. Hoffman is very vocal, very aggressive at the trial, so is Jerry Rubin. And Tom Hayden thinks they should come off differently, so that's kind of interesting how that is handled. I will say one of the things that maybe is a bit of a criticism for me, the actors do all seem to be a little too old for their parts, especially Sacha Baron Cohen, who's pushing 50, playing Abbie Hoffman. But, you know, that's movies, right? There's movie logic and real-life logic. So in movie logic, I guess it all works. I think Eddie Redmayne does a really good job as Tom Hayden. And as I said, Mark Rylance is very good. And Frank Langella as the kind of crazy judge is very interesting as well.
I got all those British actors playing Americans in a very important historic moment in our history, Chicago, 1968.
I should correct myself. Frank Langella is American.
This is one I'll look for, Matt. I look forward to seeing this movie, and I guess it's streaming online and Netflix, among other opportunities. Well, my Oscar trivia question is pretty simple this week. It's 1968. What movie won Best Picture in 1968?
So you're talking about films released in 68 or the ceremony taking place?
The ceremony in 1968.
In the Heat of the Night would have gotten Best Picture.
All right. Another social issue that was very much in the forefront at that time. We've been to the movies with Matt Aline.